that young men who looked too green for such an important job. But that was how it was. Young people were taking over, a new generation arrived. The circle of life. Suddenly he felt old. They presented themselves, offered their sympathies, and asked to be called Tom and Dino. Axel had a freshly brewed pot of coffee brought in from the cafeteria. We've talked to forensic and to the crime technicians, and they assured us it wasn't an accident. Someone intentionally ran over and killed Johan Boy. We'll start looking at his old cases to see if it has anything to do with them, so we'd like an overview of his latest cases. We've worked on a drug case for a while, one of the big ones, but it's been over for a long time, so I have a hard time believing it has anything to do with that. We can't rule that out before we look into it. Who and what exactly did Johan investigate? Tom looked like he was the youngest. He was probably still in his late 20s. The buzz cut and the wide jaw made him look like a soldier. His lower lip protruded a bit more than his upper lip and gave him a sulky look. Axel did not like his tone. I'll make sure you get all the names and an overview of the case, but as I said, it's been solved. The perpetrators are in jail and the case has been archived as solved. As I understood, it was about drug smuggling. Axel nodded. Yes, it was a close cooperation between several police districts, yours among others. He tried shooting them a knowing smile, but the cops' expressions did not change at all. Axel cleared his throat and stroked his moustache again. Johan worked closely with an undercover agent in the gang environment. Of course I can't tell you his name. Johan was the main reason the case was solved as quickly as it was. That sounds like it could easily be a motive. Prisoners can hire people from the outside to do a job like that. Tom eyed him suspiciously. Yes, of course. We assume no one has touched his desk? Of course not.